of the signature on the foreword for this strategy document. It's very small at the bottom. I've highlighted it. Hopefully you can see it. Signed and dated at the bottom of the presidential foreword on this document is not just Donald Trump's signature, but the month of May 2026, meaning this document was published publicly for all to see within the last 11 days. It is currently almost the end of May 11th, 2026. And this is the first I am seeing of it because I was doing research for something else. I also want to point out that while all of the foreword is just him talking about how great he is, at the very bottom here, it says our new U.S. counterterrorism strategy, meaning for 2026, is a return to common sense and peace through strength. As I said, after our first successful counterterrorism mission, just days after I was sworn back in office, if you hurt Americans or are planning to hurt Americans, quote, we will find you and we will kill you. While it is a ridiculous, almost exact Liam Neeson from the movie Taken quote, it does apply to what I'm about to show you. Lock in. I'm not going to read this whole document to you. It's very small print. I encourage you to look it up yourself. But I do want to point out that they talk very early on in the document about what the threats are. So they talk about what it was in 2025, and they decide that in 2026, there are three major types of terror groups, and they list them as follows. Number one, narco-terrorism and transnational gangs. Number two, legacy Islamist terrorists. And number three, violent left-wing extremists, including anarchists and anti-fascists. If you will note, that last group is very, very vague. It could include anarchists, it could include anti-fascists, and then it also includes just whoever they determine to be left-wing extremists. So, like, it's very hard to pin down who these people might be. They go on to say that with these three groups or types of terror groups, as they call them, we can defeat every single one of these groups, but the threat is significant and pervasive. Stay with me. You will find that the language throughout this, when it comes to talking about these quote-unquote left-wing violent extremists or however they're labeling them, is very, very vague, which I believe is purposefully done. That means they can change the definition whenever they want. They can accuse someone based on a loose-fitting definition that they can ebb and flow and shape into something that they want it to be with each and every individual that they feel is needing to be labeled with such a terrorist label. This is what they say they will do. So it says, in addition to cartels and Islamist terror groups, our national CT activities will also prioritize the rapid identification and neutralization of violent secular political groups whose ideology is anti-American, radically pro-transgender, and anarchist. We will use all the tools constitutionally available to us to map them at home, identify their members, map their ties to international organizations like Antifa, which doesn't make any sense because Antifa is not a thing, and use law enforcement tools to cripple them operationally before they can maim or kill the innocent. We will do the same with the state sponsors of such groups and those governments undertaking lethal plots on U.S. soil or against Americans anywhere. Not only does the individual who is speaking out need to be aware of that language, it reads so vaguely that it could even be applied to midterms. Because if you look at a politician and their platform, they might talk about being pro-LGBTQ, which includes pro-transgender rights and things like that. And then they also talk about the organizations that back them up, such as the state sponsors, what they call them. Could be anyone donating to a campaign or organizing with a campaign. This is not fearmonger content. You can say it is if you want, but I am telling you that this strategic document is outlined this way and is so vaguely written this way that they can choose to do anything that they want to do with law enforcement, as it points out, to the individual, to the political candidate, to the campaign, to the party they feel is wronging them. And as you read through the document, it gets even crazier because then things like this come up. They talk about new and deepening alliances between the far left and Islamists, i.e. the Red-Green Alliance. So they're painting.
Thanks for